Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Jazz in the Gardens, Pinder Tal, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon out here in the city. I hope you guys are good. I hope you're doing well. Before we start off, I got to be able to say condolences to, I think it was two traffic fatalities yesterday, right? It was two. I think it was one on Prince Charles, and I think the other one was on East Street. That's just crazy. I mean, it was after school, after work, and all these particular things. It's very tragic. So I just continue to be able to pray for the family of those particular persons who are dealing with the death of a loved one and kind of grappling with it, trying to figure out how they're going to be able to make these things happen. I just want to be decent with you and let you know that we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. And we're just looking at what's happening in our communities, because the truth of the matter is that it's still early. It's still early. We're still in the first quarter of the year. And a lot of these things are happening. So, you know, we kind of hold ourselves. So we're praying for you. And I got to give you a word of caution, man. Guys, slow down. I know that speed is a factor. Slow down. I keep asking you, where are you going in Nassau? Get up, be proactive, and go a little earlier. You don't have to speed. Speeding is crazy. I mean, in a city that's congested the way that it is, ramsack, we know the times to travel. So I hope that you guys are good and being able to make some things happen. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They can be able to take very good care of you in that kind of a space and make some things happen as it relates to your insurance on this fifth day of March. You're still at the top of the month and you're still being able to do some stuff out there before the long hand of the law catches up with you as you're riding dirty. You'll get your car insured. Give them a call, 341-1-AFS, or check them out, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. I often tell you, and I've continued to tell you, about Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. Make sure, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, make sure you go down there and bring your ideas to life. You've been having those things tucked away in your books, catching dust on the shelf. You've been thinking about those things, scribbling off, and now you want to be able to put formality to that thing. You want to be able to bring it to life. Those ideas, those projects, those things that you have that's kind of been, you've been wrestling with being able to bring it to life, and you want to do that, please go down there and check my guys out at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They're located on Village Road, right there on the Village Road Plaza, right there on the side of the Bank of the Bahamas. You can definitely give them a call, and they'd be more than happy to assist you and bringing your dreams to life, bringing reality to it. You can give them a call at 677-2922, 677-2922. It's a beautiful day, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. Brace for impact. How will U.S. tariffs affect us? You know, those things go into effect, I think, April, or some of those things are in effect right now. So John Rowe, James Smith, Shivago Lang, and Rupert Roberts are in the front of the paper being able to tell you about these things, right? And also in the paper, Sands, government spend on travel is obscene. Off-duty officer stabbed as he tried to break up a fight, right? Deal denies US using cooperation material and labor for apartments. So this is some information in the paper. We got to talk about it. Find out more about what we're going to be able to do in terms of being able to move forward and make some things happen. Today is a special day, always special, when we have our very good friend in the house with us, being able to talk to us about a great deal of things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard her before. She's always been able to give us great, great concepts, ideas, and summits as it relates to being able to unlock a great deal of things as it relates to the healing power of a great deal of medicines that she has down there at Ancient Chinese Secret. In the studio with me today is none other than Ms. Yang, all the way from Ancient Chinese Secrets on Shirley Street, being able to tell us about some new products and new things that you got going on. Ms. Yang, say good afternoon to the people out there and let us know what you got going on this month.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Garden Radio and Howard.
It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to be here again. And thank you to each and every one of you for standing strong with us on the healing journey.
Absolutely. So what we have going on today, I always see you bring your products down. I know that you have a great deal of things going on. I know that there's relentless testimonies. A lot of persons are continuing to call me, Howard, what Ms. Yang number is? Howard, how do you get this? Howard, how do you do those things? And I always try to be able to just forward them towards you. Tell me what's been going on recently.
Most of diseases are related to a single organ system. When we think about imagining a world without diabetes, without diabetic kidney disease, no more diabetic eye disease, no more diabetic nerve damage, mm-hmm. or the foot ulcers, or the diabetic amputation, or fewer heart attack or stroke, fewer cancers, can we really dare to dream about it? Yes, we can. With a deeper understanding of illness and its effective treatment, we can help you to eradicate the ailments. So diabetes affects every organ. It is the leading cause of blindness, kidney failure, heart disease, stroke, amputation, dementia, nerve damage. Like 10 years after diagnosis as diabetes, 25% of patients will have evidence of kidney disease. Diabetic nerve damage, also called neuropathy, affects 60 to 70% of patients. And 68% of diabetes aged 65 or older will die of a heart disease. And also 16% will die of a stroke. So we have to really study what really causes type 2 diabetes and what causes insulin resistance and how can we reverse it. But actually, type 2 diabetes is called disease of nutritional extravagance. So that means the food we eat is too rich. Type 2 diabetes is a dietary and lifestyle disease. It is not only treatable, also preventable and reversible. So when we start on a type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes is reversible.
It's reversible, absolutely.
It's treatable and reversible.
Yes. So let's...
Ancient Western medicine. I mean, Western medicine doesn't tell you that. Western medicine says you're going to take this for the rest of your life. This medicine mm-hmm. that we give you, we're going to take... But you're saying to us mm-hmm. that this is treatable and reversible.
Reversible.
Talk to me about it.
But I heard a lot of Western doctors, they agree that type 2 diabetes is preventable and reversible. So we have something in common. So during the first stage of type 2 diabetes, fatty liver creates insulin resistance. We know 70-80% people, when they walk around, they have fatty liver. And some people, they even don't know the liver is fattening. So the second stage of type 2 diabetes, that's a fatty pancreas, creates beta cell dysfunction. So we have a herbal remedy for that. This revolutionary formula is based on traditional Chinese medicine. It's called mulberry leaf. This herbal supplement helps with the roots.
What's it called? Mulberry
leaf? Mulberry leaf.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry like the cigarette?
From the tree. Mulberry.
Okay.
And we can see some fruits, mulberry fruits.
Okay.
So this product helps with the root cause instead of the symptoms. It's made of mulberry leaf, bitter gourd, and astragalus. And this product also holds a patent in Europe and China. So the key of this product repairs damaged pancreatic beta cells. Beta cells is the cell to produce insulin and control blood sugar and promotes the insulin production. This product also improves the body's sensitivity to insulin so that the body can effectively use insulin, and it also helps reduce the absorption of glucose in the intestine to a certain extent, so which can control blood sugar spike. It prevents complication which caused by the... We're dealing with herbal diabetes products for 16 years. So far, we haven't seen any customer has suffered from complication.
With the herbal medicines that you use, the mulberry, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, mulberry leaf. We have another formula called anti-diabetes herbal supplement. So two of the products, we're dealing with the first one for 16 years. There's no complication happen. So the mulberry leaf we got in half year ago, we got excellent results. How we can reverse type 2 diabetes? So a lot of customers keep asking. From my opinion, the two stages. The first, we have to reduce the dietary intake of sugar and refined carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. Refined carbohydrates is a form of sugar. So highly refined carbohydrates such as flour or bread, white bread.
High fructose corn syrup.
No.
You could take high fructose corn syrup?
No.
No, I don't. Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
Like a pasta. So made from the white flour, white rice. So that will spike the blood sugar. We have to...
So white rice and flour, pasta, these things are not good.
That spike, people have diabetes.
Okay.
If people don't have diabetes, they can use. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me take this first telephone call. We have some testimonies that want to be able to come through for Ancient Chinese Secret. And I think that we have Mr. Moss on the phone. Is that Mr. Moss that we have on the phone with us? Hello?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Mr. Moss?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm fantastic, man. You're on with us. This is the foundation. I have Ms. Yang here talking to us about a great deal of things that's going on at Ancient Chinese Secret. She says to me that you came in, you got some stuff taken care of, and you feel much better. Talk to me about your journey.
Yes, sir. In 2019, I was discovered to have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after that, I found out that I had bladder cancer.
Mm.
And then shortly after that, a spick of colon cancer.
Mm.
I've never did chemotherapy. In fact, I come from a Christian background, and I prayed about it, and God directed me to Ancient Chinese Secret, where I met Ms. Yang. She put me on cordyceps pills, or the powder, or the Reishi powder, for my diabetes. And that controlled my diabetes, following her instructions. And then, with the turmeric powder, all of these are organic and gluten-free products. I start my treatment with the turmeric powder along with these other two medications, and for the last 6 years of being tumor-free, and my diabetes has been under control.
So you're able to take care of that, so you didn't have to go, you say you got pancreatic cancer and
bladder.
and bladder cancer mm-hmm. and colon. You found yourself in those particular areas.
Yes.
Wow.
And see, when you have these type of tumors, once they are removed, and the body is conditioned where the excess of sugar is taken out, these type of cancers cannot grow back.
So, did you have a surgery?
Yes, I had surgery to remove the tumors out of my bladder and out of my colon, and also follow-up surgeries because I had some other issues. But after the surgery, tumors can come back if you're not treated. And so my treatment has been all products from ancient Chinese secret. Really? And for the 5 going on 6 years, none of the tumors has returned.
So tell me about, Noel, and I want to understand some things. So you have type 1 diabetes.
Type 2.
Type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
So after you've taken these particular products, you've identified that you have the bladder cancer, the colon cancer, you took those things out. You never went to chemotherapy. You took these particular products from 2019 to now 2025, right? And you find yourself for 6 years. And you find yourself balanced, good, you're working. What issues do you have? Or are you strength? You feel strong and you could be able to make some moves happen?
I have been working. In fact, right now I'm at work. I asked my superiors to take this call. I'm doing 16 hours of work today.
16 hours?
16 hours of work today.
Jesus.
Okay? So I'm the type of person, sometimes I get a little carried away. I'm a workaholic, but I've been able to work and carry on with my daily duties between work and my family. No issues, no problems. I go for my regular checkups twice a year at my different two doctors, and all is normal.
This is amazing. And would you say you took the cordyceps and you took the, what else you took?
The Reese powder. I
cordyceps,
put
them in
room temperature alkaline water every morning before I eat or drink anything. That's what I have.
And you took the refined sugars out of your diet?
Out of my diet. I
only
get the honey from Ancient Chinese Secret.
So,
it's a good deal. It's a big container. I use one spoon for the honey in my turmeric tea in the morning time with my breakfast.
So you don't take no sodas?
No.
Right? You don't take no sodas, no flour, no pasta, no rice, no nothing. None of these things?
None of these things. And what I do, what I've done is I took the protein source as meat out of my diet, and what I do is I only have a little protein, and that would be anything from the seafood.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So you'll have a little grouper, a little snapper, a little something like that, but you don't go overboard and do some of the fried foods and all these things, that you keep it clean?
I keep it clean. And since I've done that, no issues, no problems.
Wow. So, you know, hindsight being 2020, you feel like you should have been doing this long time and find yourself in the position that you were healthy, that you didn't have to go through this. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. I agree about exactly what you said. These cancer cells activate in our bodies when the body's not balanced. And usually it comes active in the body when there's too much toxins in one area. Mm. And it starts these cells, these what we will call growth cells, to start multiplying.
Mm. This is an amazing thing, man, Mr. Moss. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to really be a testimony for a lot of persons who are out there listening to you right now, who may have just gotten diagnosed, who is sort of wrestling with whether it's cancer or diabetes, to be able to say that you could work 16 hours. Well, I don't know whether or not they won't work, but you could work 16 hours a day. My God, I don't want to work those 16 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
But you could still be able to perform.
Listening, win the battle in the mind first.
The battle in the mind.
Yes.
My Mr. Moss, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. I pray that the Father continues to watch over you and keep you healthy and strong for many, many more years, man. Thank you so much, man.
Okay, thank you guys for having me. Bye, Ms. Yang.
Thank you, Mr. Moss. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
This is an exciting thing to have people really be able to testify about this. Mm-hmm. Because you don't really get that kind of a hands-on thing. A lot of persons come, they bring their products, or you go to the doctor, you get these products. You may live, you don't know. But a lot of persons don't have the type of life that they imagine after surgery, after these things. They now have to endure They have to do their best to make it. But Mr. Moss is saying to us he could work 16 hours today. And he's battled those things in the past 6 years.
And he's looking younger and younger.
He's looking younger and younger?
He, at the beginning, when I just know him, that 2019, he had no energy. And his face was, he was so lightweight. And now his face glow. He looks like 10 years younger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He even put some weight. I said, that's it. No more gaining weight. That's it.
Because he's doing that much better now.
Yeah. Because the power of the herb, like he mentioned the turmeric. Turmeric purify the blood, detox the liver, antioxidant, anti-cancer. And then the raw honey, that is delivery the nutrients to the deep core of the liver. So I told him, drink the raw honey, teaspoon, don't overdrink it. Don't say honey and put plenty. A teaspoon with the raw honey, drink it. And then the cordyceps, the reishi, that's a medicinal mushroom. Because cordyceps increase natural killer cells. So which kills cancer cells. And reishi suppress the growth of the tumor. So both a perfect combination to fight against cancer cells, improve vitality and energy, increase your white blood cells, your T cells is a type of the white blood cells. So that will kill the inflammation, HIV, HPV, your immune system, like people, just we have a customer who caught with HIV. He didn't eat for 3 weeks. He was so tiny as he feel drained. So he taking our products couple hours, he drink the powder, and he build up appetite, he feel much, much energy.
Eat now?
Yeah, the first day, couple hours after.
This is exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here with Ms. Yang, all the way from Ancient Chinese Secret. We're going to give you some more information about how you can be able to get in contact with them. Let's take this first commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, Jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Great testimonies to be able to talk about these things. We got an Ancient Chinese Secret in the house with us, Ms. Yang, all the way from down there on Shirley Street, being able to talk to us about what's happening. And really some restorative messages and testimonies of how persons have been dealing with some stuff. We've been talking about diabetes. I know a lot of persons, especially of our hue, have been grappling with diabetes. And, you know, whether you're in the pre-stage, whether you have type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, I know a lot of persons are dealing with that in our society. And this is from a nutritional extravagance. That's what she says. Nutritional extravagance. Mm-hmm. Where you like all the rich foods. You want to be able to eat the pasta all the time. You want to be able to drink these, you know, the cakes and so forth and so on. I think all of us, especially these starchy diets that we have, we can be able to attest to that. The pouch in our bellies can be able to say the same. Our behinds can be able to say the things the same, because this is something that we've been able to just ingest over the years without question. We never ask ourselves anything. If this is what mommy them cook, we're eating that. With the coleslaw and the rice and this and that and all these things, we're eating that. And those things have an effect on you. And sometimes you catch it in your later life when you wake up and you say, oh my God, I can't eat this, but I don't feel right. But you've been used to eating this for such a long time. And this is the things that are affordable and accessible to you. That's the society that we live in. Until you get sick. Then you say, oh God, whatever I got to do, Jesus. Right? And so Ms. Yang is here today with us to be able to tell us about the cordyceps, tell us about the reishi powder, the turmeric, the honeys, and all those particular things that you have that can be able to transform these things. I got somebody on the phone to talk with us, Ms. Yang, and they want to be able to give us a testimony. I think this is Mrs. Knowles that's on the phone. Ms. Knowles with us?
Yes, I am. Right,
Ms. Knowles, what's happening with you? How are things?
Pardon?
How are things with you? I'm so happy that you called us. Tell me about yourself and tell me about some of the ailments that you had and how you got over it.
Okay, so I'm of a certain age, and I do, I'm very active, though.
Hold on, Ms. Knowles. Hold on, Ms. Knowles. You're doing a lot. Are you of a certain age?
Yeah.
Ms. Knowles, go ahead. Go ahead, tell me, Mrs.
I am very active. I am very active based on in my life itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of moving up and down, a lot of traveling, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a situation where I had sciatic nerve. And
in your leg?
Yes. Sometimes I couldn't stand up for a long time. And there was a situation where I started to use, there was a brace that I used to use on my leg. And I used this brace for, I think it was maybe about 3 years. I was using the brace. And one day I was listening to the show, to your show. Mm-hmm. And I heard a young lady talking about, she used a product from Ms. Yang, store. So I said, okay, I'm going to try this because I don't try everything else now. Let me just go and see if this will help me. And I went and I got it. And I'm going to tell you the name of it. But I went and I got it and I started to use it. And I bought the bottle, which is like 30 tablets was in it. And I started to use that. Oh, my goodness. I think that was about maybe 6 months ago. And after wearing a brace almost every day for 3 years, I can tell you I have not worn it from after the first week of trying that.
1 week?
1 week. So I thought what I did was I went on I Googled it. I Googled the product. I say, hold on, let me see what's really going on with this product. And when I Googled the product said that it would repair the nerve in your sciatic.
Mm.
The nerve itself, because this is a nerve thing. And I say, okay, let me see how this could work. And it says this repairs the nerve and restores it in a matter of days. That's what the product said when I Googled it. And I am going to tell you, I did not even finish those 30 bottles, that one bottle with 30 pills in it. Quickly, I couldn't wait. I was just counting the days. I say, okay, this day three.
And you test it every morning. You wake up, you feel your leg, you say,
yeah.
Oh, God, it ain't it today.
I ran that brace today. Man, and this is. I wanted like, but you doing something constantly for 3 years, you will kind of get attached to it. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I can still, after the fifth day, I said, I'm not going to carry the brace, but I can put it on Mm-hmm. I take it in the car, but I can tell you it's still in the car, and I still have not put it on from after the fifth day of using it. After the seventh day, it felt oh so good, and I always pack it with me. I cook almost every other day for my family.
And you're standing up on your leg.
And I stand up. I see, because before that, I had to sit on for maybe in half an hour, try to catch myself so that mm-hmm. pain could go, massage that and everything, mm-hmm. put the brace back on. Once I put the brace on, I was good. I got to do whatever I want to, jump mm-hmm. down, everything. Mm-hmm. But I started doing the exact same thing without that brace. And to this day, that's it. Lion's Mane. That's the name of it.
Lion's Mane. Lion's Mane. I gotta lie, that's my favorite.
That's Lion's Mane. Oh, I don't know what other nerve in the body is affects. I know it affects that.
Lion's Mane.
Yes.
I'm so happy to hear from you, Ms. Knowles, to be able to tell us that, because a lot of people, they listen into these things and they don't necessarily contribute or go and try to find out if this thing. People got to come to the worst before they try to be able to revive themselves. But you said you were listening.
I have a ball in my bag right now.
The Lion's Mane.
That's right.
My God, and you feel good.
Real good. I can do some things I do 30 years ago.
Hold on, Miss Knowles. Don't tell me all your business. I don't need to know your business, all right? Keep your leg down, all right, Miss Knowles? You know it a lot, right? But I'm glad to hear you say that. You and juggle too?
I talk about jumping hoops.
Okay, cool. Jesus, even more deeper information is too much. Ms. Knowles, I'm so happy to hear you tell us about these particular products. You said the Lion's Mane, this did wonders for you. I'm glad you heard to say those particular things. Have you tried any other products just yet?
Well, I'm on my way there now because I just want to get some brain food, so that when I walk into a room, like even when you're 5 years to it, what did I come in there for? So, yeah, I need some of that.
Brain power.
The brain power. Mm-hmm. Brain power. Yeah. Well, Ms. Knowles, we want to thank you so much for your testimony and being able to call us to tell us, go down there and check those things out. We thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you too. Okay.
Have a good day. That's a good day. Ma, listen to me. This Lion's Mane, this is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't do the pills. Mm-hmm. I do the powder, right? Mm-hmm. But I had the pills one time, and these things were absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
And especially in this kind of a space that I'm in right now, I got to be sharp and remember things. Mm-hmm. I got to be able to keep my mind going mm-hmm. and sharp and everything moving. Mm-hmm. And so Lion's Mane was excellent for me mm-hmm. to be able to do that. Talk to persons about what Lion's Mane can be for them.
Okay. Lion's Mane is a type of medicinal mushroom we call smart mushroom. So that will help the nerve damage to regenerate fresh neurons, good for sciatic nerve pain, low back, and also rejuvenate the brain cells' capacity to prevent dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. But if people really looking for the brain food, that's not enough. I would recommend it. It's a combination, always do much more than we expect. Like for her, she needs add up spirulina, because spirulina will detox the brain, detox the central nerve system, detox the kidney and liver to alkaline the body. So we eat a lot of big fish, seafood, so a lot of heavy metals, mercury in the brain with the blood circulation. So that probably causes the brain foggy, whatever, the memory loss. So combine both together for the quicker results. Also, we have another one called Brain Power.
Brain Power?
Yes.
Tell me about Brain Power.
Brain Power is good for prevent dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. Even for people who have high blood pressure, diabetes, very safe to take. So we have this product for 16 years. So we see a lot of good results. Like some people, the hand shaky, the nerve shaky, like a Parkinson's disease, that help that too.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So a lot of persons, okay, so most recently we would have been able to see our prime minister go off to be able to have surgery, more specifically on the sciatic nerve. So you're saying to me that if we take our Lion's Mane, a steady dosage of that, and being able to ensure that we keep up with it, we could see a significant change in how we feel in these particular areas, and also in Parkinson's, because you're saying lion's mane mm-hmm. is for the nervous system.
Yes.
So talk to me about that. Mm-hmm.
Lion's mane also good for spinal cord cells to regenerate. For sciatic, we recommend it lion's mane along with arthritis relief. So that's the part of that will make it more intense, more effective. So when we talk about really about fatty liver, insulin resistance, obesity, diabetes, and cancer, like Mr. Moss mentioned about cancer and then early stage.
Diabetes and cancer.
Cancer and obesity, and we can trace back fatty liver to start all of this. So high insulin maintains high body weight. Obesity increases risk of diabetes and cancer. So when we look at the obesity, diabetes, and cancer have been considered as different stages of the same underlying issue. So when we start gaining the weight, like if we gain 10 pounds of weight, that increase risk of type 2 diabetes by 90%. If a weight gain around 20 pounds, so that increase the risk by 270%. But when we weight loss, when we lose weight, that will decrease the risk by more than 50%. So we're always looking for to keep lean. But even though some people, they look lean, they still have fatty liver, they still have a high cholesterol, because the fat itself is not about the grease in the cell that's in the deep core of the internal organs, so in the liver. So we are always detox our kidney and liver. So how to detox? You can use aloe. We have aloe soft gel. If you buy your growing aloe, you can take that, the aloe gel, fresh. And also you can get spirulina that detox deep core of the liver. So spirulina will take the toxins, the grease from deep layers of the liver, internal organs, take out and purify the blood, so keep our pH level in the body between 7.2 to 7.4.
So spirulina is good for that?
Yes, okay. To prevent cancer.
Now, I got some persons texting me and asking me questions. Mm-hmm. What do you have for type 1 diabetes? And then somebody else texts and say, what do you have for low energy? Mm-hmm. They've been being able to experience low energy and tiredness all the time. Mm-hmm. What do you have for those things?
Okay, for type 1 diabetes, mostly this happens with people when they were very young. So the body don't produce insulin at all. Type 2 diabetes, the body overproduce insulin. So that's quite opposite. Then we treat with type 1 diabetes with a higher dosage of cordyceps and mushroom. And for the low energy, that's easy. Can use cordyceps, because cordyceps increase oxygen level up to 40-50%. Also astragalus, that improve the spleen and thymus.
What's it called? Astragalus?
Astragalus.
Astragalus.
So
okay.
That help the chi, good for no appetite, low energy, or immune atrophy. Also good for worse like a diuretic, that help like edema, like body retain the water. And ginseng also improve adrenal gland. So anything improve kidney that increase the energy.
Now tell me about this. Should we be taking your products, mm-hmm. Ancient Chinese Secret products, mm-hmm. in conjunction with our regular routine vitamins? Like if we take regular vitamins, vitamin D12, vitamin B12, mm-hmm. Calcium, magnesium, whatever we take, mm-hmm. Should we combine the two, or should we just focus on one thing?
The herbal products is a complete nutrition mm-hmm. that from the earth. Mm-hmm. Like cordyceps contains over 1,000 minerals, like calcium, potassium, magnesium, B1, B2.
So I shouldn't have to take cordyceps. And if I was trying to be able to flirt with the idea of being able to go take some sea moss, I don't have to take all two?
You could. That have a different nutrition strengths. Mm-hmm. Like a spirulina that rich in B12, B complex. Mm-hmm. like reishi have over 400 nutrition. So different herb have different strengths in the minerals. So after we study and then we can know how we can combine both together, because you don't want to overtake it. So everything needs moderation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like if you overtake calcium, that causes kidney stone, the classification.
So too much calcium causes the kidney stone.
Classification, yes.
Wow.
So
so essentially, so which one of your products are giving me calcium? The cordyceps?
Yeah, cordyceps have calcium. Most of our herbal products contain calcium.
Okay, so if I take calcium and I'm taking the cordyceps, it may lead to eventual development of kidney stones.
You know, most sufficient way to absorb the calcium, go to the sun. And for meal, you just carry the heavy stuff. You walk under the sunshine, like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So you walk with a heavy weight. So that will help you to improve the bone's density.
So midday, when the sun is at the highest peak, and you walk with some
weights. For 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that absorb the calcium and improve the bone's density.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Is this a call? We got a next call coming through.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard and to Mrs. Yang.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I always deal with, but I guess I never came on a Saturday to meet you. The lady in there is always nice. I got the cordyceps, I got the pill form, and then I got the powder form. I think she said it was the high-grade one, the new cordyceps, and then I take the spirulina. But I don't know which is better to eat it like or drink it, but I the spirulina, I guess I blend it up with some things, but I put it in normal rice. I mean, when I'm eating rice or grits or anything like that, but is it necessary to take the cordyceps in the morning on empty stomach all the time, the cordyceps?
Yes.
Because it has helped with my BPH, and I was taking it just to keep a healthy liver, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cordyceps are taken in the morning with empty stomach.
Yep. Hello, but Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get in something about cancer. I would prefer people calling because what happens is, you know, you heard the word oncology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's simply the oncogenes. And so these genes, they control mutation. So when they get out of whack, they just keep, when they mutate, then remember now, they are changing genetically. So that is the way cancer is able to succeed and tumors are able to succeed because they're able to evade the immune system by altering their genetics. Mm-hmm. So it's a genetic evasion, so it's called escapology. So the immune system wouldn't be able to say something is wrong with this cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so most cells undergo what you call a pre-programmed cell death. So with the cancer cells, they don't die. They just keep proliferating. And then coupled with something they call contact inhibition. The body is so smart, when cells are made, they know when to stop proliferating and migrating to a certain area once they come into contact with certain cells. I don't know how God made us, but it's really great. But I'll just hang up and finish listening. Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, 52, for being able to do that. A lot of persons always want to be able to contribute, especially when it comes to their bodies. After we get a certain age, Ms. Yang, we want to know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've already lived this kind of, this loose lifestyle, especially coming up in this Caribbean, in the Caribbean. We have a lot of us, not all of us, drank, partied, did all manner of things in our youth. We ate all these things as we grew. We like lobster and all these things like that. We want crab legs. But as we get older, we say, I don't know if I can take this no more. My cholesterol is up. My this is up. My that is up. I don't know if I can take these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Tell persons what you have available for them to kind of be able to reset a lot of the things that the possible damage that they would have done in their youth as they're getting a little older.
Yes. So that's all the medicinal mushroom we call adaptogenic herb. Like, for example, cordyceps, reishi, shiitake, chaga, turkey tail, lion's mane. So all these medicinal mushrooms have immunomodulating capacities. So they will adapt their healing properties to whatever our body specifically needs. So all these mushrooms will stimulate immune system. Natural killer cells, T cells, lymphocytes, and the production of bone marrow by regulating blood sugar, insulin metabolism, cortisol level. So the medicinal mushroom are so profoundly bioactive that affects nearly every system in the body. Like we have majorly about 12 different systems. Immune system works like surveillance. And we have digestive system, cardiovascular system. We have digestive cardio and endocrine system. So major all the system, all the mushrooms, adaptogenic herb, they will touch the each system to create a balance. Like for example, the shiitake, a type of mushroom, will target HIV infected cells. The reishi is very good for chronic hepatitis to eliminate liver damage caused by the liquor or chemical drugs. A tissue fibrosis prevents cirrhosis and cancer. Like cordyceps to improve natural killer cells by 400%.
This might just be me, but I've never heard of chronic hepatitis.
Hepatitis?
I didn't know that you could have chronic hepatitis.
Yes.
It keep coming back and relentlessly.
Yeah, that's a type of like a kidney damage.
Oh.
And then it's an infectious sickness.
Really?
Mm.
And you have something for that?
Yes.
Okay, so now, you know, we're running out of time. We're flat out of time to be able to do these things, but you've got to let persons know that you are located on Shirley Street, just across the street from Thompson Trading.
Yes.
Right? Just across the street on the northern side, right across from Thompson's Trading. And you could be able to get more information from Ms. Yang. She'd be more than happy to assist you in that area. Ms. Yang, you got to give them the numbers so they can be able to reach you.
Okay, our number, the shop number 394-1369. So if you need any consultation, you can WhatsApp me 557-1369.
557-1369. That's her WhatsApp. She could be more than happy to be able to give you consultation and tell you exactly what's what. And she's very good at that. Always responsive, always being able to get back to persons and really say, okay, I can assist you in these particular areas. Or you can be able to hit her up at the shop at 394-1369. 394-1369. I want to be able to thank Ms. Knowles for being able to reach out to us. I want to thank Mr. Moss for reaching out to us to let us know exactly what's what. Guys, you got to do your best to be able to pull away from this nutritional extravagance in preparation to live the life that we want. Go down there and check Ms. Yang out at Ancient Chinese Secrets. Ms. Yang, what you got on the table today? You told us a great deal about these particular things. Go down there and get your reishi. Go down there. And all those persons who have, backed up problems, and you want to be able to do that, this is the aloe pill.
No, this is Slim Out.
That's Slim Out. Oh, I thought it was the aloe pill.
No, I didn't bring the aloe
pill. Oh, you bring the aloe pill.
Yeah, this is real slim. Helped suppress appetite.
Oh, okay.
And it's
okay.
A marble relief.
Oh, okay.
For people who have diabetes. So this is reishi lycopene that prevents prostate cancer, prevents breast cancer, improve eyesight, and prevents glaucoma and cataract.
Mm-hmm.
So the reishi 3-in-1, to balance the cortisol level, help people have anxiety, depression, bipolar, or have emotion balance. So the reishi 3-in-1
would be good for that.
Is excellent. And okay. This one is organic reishi green tea.
That's good for you also.
Yeah, detox the body.
Okay, guys, go down there to Ancient Chinese Secrets. She could help you define your path to make some things happen. Again, if you want to be able to find out more information about that, I can do that for you. 557-1369, 557-1369, Ancient Chinese Secret with Ms. Yang. I want to see y'all guys right after the commercial break and the news right after this.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at $530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at $525 a square foot.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here on Guardian Radio 96.9, jamming the way that we're supposed to be able to make some things happen. I got to apologize to you guys. I was looking forward to a conversation that we were supposed to have today with a grouping out of the United States of America that is supposed to be able to help us with recruiting anyone with a bachelor's degree to enroll in a one-year accelerated nursing program at the University of Rochester in New York. And you're going to get your all those particular things after that year of training or for the year of training. And they'll give you or give them the student loans while they're in school, and they could be able to break down all this information. Now, we're supposed to be able to have a good conversation, but the gentleman is out of Los Angeles, so the information, when we actually called him up, he said that he could do the time, but he was on California time, which is 3 hours behind. So essentially, he had something booked for this time, and I want to be able to apologize to you, but we want to be able to kind of reschedule that the best we can whenever we have an opportunity to do that. Tomorrow, I am looking forward, and I'm hoping that, you know, his schedule is freed up to have a good conversation with, to have a good conversation tomorrow on politics, and really being able to dive into a great deal of things in those particular areas. I'm excited about that, and the conversation that we're going to be able to have tomorrow is with none other than Reynard Rigby Casey. Reynard Rigby is going to be able to sit here and talk with us. And so, you know, we can get into a little bit of politics and from his perspective, what's happening for the country and more specifically what's happening as it relates to within the PNP. And I asked him, I said, are you ready for this conversation? He said, Howard, what the hell do you think? I said, okay, well, I'm not going to fight you, right? So we're going to have a good conversation tomorrow and being able to do that. But today, I'm continuing to be able to dive into these things, man, and really be able to find out whether or not we're prepared as a people, as a nation. This thing I've been in due time and due season, I'll tell you what I've been working on. But some formality and capital injection has gone into assisting something formal. Not just to casually have a conversation about it, but being able to pull a grouping, a body, a people, an organization together and really be able to look at some of the ailments or the issues that we've been grappling, fighting, wrestling with as a society. And I don't think we should let this go unless it blessed us. And yeah, this is going to be like a Jacob thing. We're going to have to wrestle with this until we get a blessing out of this. Because the tribulation that we would have gone through for the past 40 years in this country, for the past 35 years in this country, is as a result of this release. And this is just Howard. This is just me. This is just me. I just want to be honest with you. I just feel like men have lose the regard and the restraint of understanding what community is about. The care and concern is a survival thing. Now, there hasn't been a time that we as black people,
to my Caucasian listeners, to my Mexican listeners, to those particular persons from different ethnicities, this is not to exclude you. But for our community to be able to get on, to be firing in all cylinders, we have to be able to invigorate, motivate, inspire, and awaken the stagnation that exists in the black part of the Bahamas. There's no two ways about it. I can't fix that for you. I mean, I can, but I don't feel like it. I'm not going to say it poetically for you to be able to understand and say, oh, wow, he has a way with words. There's no way that our country could move from an economic standpoint. There's no way that the country can be able to see the significant growth and development that we envision, that we'd like to see, without being able to see funds coming from Abaco and Grand Bahama. That's just the balance of our society. All right, these are the three major economies. You get Nassau, you get Grand Bahama, you get Abaco. And if Abaco and Grand Bahama is down, like we would have seen during Hurricane Dorian, there is a significant strain placed on Nassau. And the expectation is high, and the inability to be able to touch all lives as a result of this deprivation, as a result of lack of, as a result of whatever we're going through, it puts a greater strain on the country's economic purse. It's the exact same thing from a socioeconomic standpoint, right? From a social well-being standpoint. There can be no expectation that our Conky Joe Caucasian counterparts can be able to take the weight of the Bahamian economy and develop it thereof without the support of blacks. Are you prepared to have this conversation today? Are you prepared to have a conversation that identifies that there is a separation? I don't know whether or not this is segregation. I don't know whether or not this, as a result of finances that, you know, put one person's on one side and the other's on the other side. I don't know what this is. But the lack of unity in our community, the lack of a very clear understanding, and our governments not understanding their responsibility for being able to engage, ignite that fire and the potential that exists within those particular persons of a darker hue and ethnicity to be able to get to something, you are going to carry everybody. And that's what the governments have been doing over the past few years. That's why crime is so high. That's why murders is out the window. Okay? It's because our governments have, whether or not they know it or not, like, I don't know if it's knowingly. I don't know if it's deliberate. And I don't know whether or not it's by design. It can be by design. If it is, it's crazy. Our governments have been carrying the weight of a black community for far too long. Social services is bananas. The relentless concept and idea that you can get some bananas. This concept and idea that everyone, this is what you fed the community. The concept and idea that, oh, y'all ain't got no money, you can't be no MP, is absolutely bananas. These MPs ain't going in their pocket. The conditioning that you've given and fed black people for such a long time that spilt into the second generation, to their children, and now their children's children, were an expectation of what the government must, they gotta do for you, is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. And if you don't spur an activity and remind people of the strength that they had, if you don't find a way to be able to revive a spirit in these people and tell them, your grandmother used to do this, your granddaddy had to do this, my God, you have the strength to do it. If you don't remind them about these particular spaces, if you don't retreat from the relentless taping up and the placement of all these red tapes and boxing your blacks into a space, you're going to take the government. And it's only going to take one straw to break the camel's back in due time and due season to be able to see calamity in our society. You're already seeing it with crime. You already see the deprivation that exists with education. You already see the socioeconomic position and the social service position. We already see healthcare position. We already understand exactly what's happening with NHI. We see the incompetence that actually evolves within our communities, and now we have to accept this lackadaisical posture and position of a member, of potential candidates and members of parliaments who ain't got nothing in their head. Absolutely nothing in their head, but we got to choose from these people. And this is a result of you not putting things in place. Leadership not looking at the Bahamas bare naked the way it's supposed to be. There got to be a bigger vision for a better Bahamas. This conversation is bigger than eggs. There cannot be calamity in the United States of America for you to be able to understand that there's diversity, that this concept and idea of autonomy, that you have to forge relationships to people that you've put in charge. And various divisions within our government has the responsibility of being able to forge relationships with Cuba, with Dominica, with Haiti, with other spaces that produce in our region. And the only thing we do is wait on America. And if America ain't got it, we can starve. It cannot take Donald Trump coming in this position like a totalitarian with this imperialistic concept and idea seeking to gentrify the entire world under the guise of being able to make America better again for you to understand that you have power and autonomy. You got to wake up, man. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. Everything that we've done in this country is reactive, and you're going to kill generations of people from your lack of leadership. You got to wake up. We shivering in our boots because of the significant tariffs that's been lifted or been levied against Mexico, against Canada, and against China. And we find ourselves in this position and believe that as a result of that, we're going to suffer. Not empowering ourselves with the fact that our strategic position, our port, these things has come through our ports. These things has passed through Grand Bahama. Not proactively trying to figure out, okay, we're going to be able to provide this, this, and this. Once you bring it to the Bahamas, we have good relationships with these particular people. Why don't you forge relationships with this? As a result of being able to forge relationships with this company here in the Bahamas where we have 60% ownership, then we could be able to distribute your product at a lower rate. We make money. They make money. My God, we're making money. You ain't thinking about none of these things. All you're thinking about is, oh God, what's going to happen now? Use Grand Bahama as a port. Let the Chinese bring in their things right to Grand Bahama. Chinese are giving you too much information. I know I shouldn't say it like this. Let the Chinese bring the things right in Grand Bahama. Forge relationships, sell those things to the Grand Bahamian people, or give them the FOI and allow them to be able to hold on to that. Distribute those particular products off to the United States of America that needs to go under this umbrella company that exists in the Bahamas, licensed by the Bahamians. You become the liaison. Let them save a couple dollars, you say, and you make a couple dollars, and boom. With transparency, you say to the U.S. Embassy or you say to all those officials, this is what's happening. Y'all ain't using your brains for nothing other than trying to figure out how to get me. Nothing. You're sitting down here, and all you could do is use your brains to swim through information to the gazettes, through all the documentation in the House of Assembly to be able to identify when this particular person say what, because I'm saying something similar to them, all for the purposes of argument, to say, well, he say it too, and he did it, here's the information. That's all we're doing. That is where our politics in this country has been reduced to. Back and forth. I know you are, but what am I? That is the rudimentary base of our politics in this country. There's no foresight. There's no vision. There's no push for transformation. There is existence, and there is this posture that says, let's wait and see. I can't handle it anymore, guys. I can't. And I promise you, from here to God, I can be honest with you. I never know this would have been my course in life. I never. Never in a million years I could ever sit down and think that I would have been speaking like this to Bahamian people. Never. I never thought I would be given this opportunity. I never, never. I was content where I was, just working. But everywhere I work before shut down, can I say this to you? Can we talk with honesty? Every place I worked to before shut down. I can be honest with you. And if I tell you this, like this, then we start to ponder some things. I worked at the Aulukaya Hotel. I was fired and let go from the Aulukaya Hotel. And I didn't do anything. I was baffled. I told you I was depressed for months, couldn't understand. I said, Lord, but I have never even gotten a written letter. I never get I never get write-up. I never get a verbal warning. I've been working there for 2 years. Never get nothing. Right after my promotion, I got to this particular space. This particular person do whatever they could do, so I get fired. I got fired. And less than 4 months, the entire department was fired. I can be honest with you, this is what happened. The director who fired me got fired. In less than 4 months, he was running off the skirt tail. Let's just be decent, okay? Right after that, the entire hotel came to a screeching halt as it relates to productivity. And then we saw the eventual closing as it relates to the bustling nature of what was happening to the hotel. The entire space closed down for years now. And so there was even no concept and idea about potentially going back to this space. That space doesn't exist anymore. I came over here to Nassau right after the general elections, moved to Nassau, needed a job, needed money quick. The one thing that I had under my belt was the hotel. Got back into the hotel again. I figure, all right, let's make our bed here now. We can be here for a little while. This was the Sheraton Hotel. Right there on Cable Beach Strip, Sheraton Hotel. We get to the Sheraton Hotel. I'm working as the front office managers and being able to do all this. So the entire front, not just front desk, front office, the entire thing, right? Bellman, the whole thing. And so I was working in this space, and we were doing well. The hotel was sold right under our noses. I couldn't believe it. I was prepared to go into the Six Sigma program and trying to prepare myself to move off to the States if this thing ever happened again. And whilst I started to be able to ascend to this position, the hotel was sold right under our nose. Hotel was sold to these Spanish company, Latin American company, Mexican company, whatever. And being sold to them, I don't think everything was up on above board. Eventually, I was let go from the hotel. Again. And right after I was let go from the hotel, the whole hotel shut down. Bam! I never thought I would have been in this space. But it's time for us to be revived in our spirit to understand that we are the ones that built this. We did this. We did this. The disparaging remarks that you get and the looks that you get when you walk into a room, you carry the spirit of excellence upon you, and you help build something that is absolutely phenomenal. You built these things. You gave life and character, personality to these spaces. They can't get a Bahamian experience without you. We did this. And you need to be reminded of that, because your expectation is for someone coming on a white chariot, wearing a white horse with a white beard and a white, I don't know, all everything is white. You figure it's right. And you sit in your posture and wait for someone to deliver something to you, and you're stagnant. We have to wake up. Bahamas, we have to. And we have to hold our governments accountable. They are regressive, they are reactive, and they're not speaking with a clear understanding that they need to capture the hearts, the minds, the spirits of the Bahamian people to put them back in the right spaces. It's not happening. It's not. It's not. You're waiting for everything to happen around you. You're waiting for things to happen to you. You're not posturing and putting yourself in the position that things can happen for you. You let it happen to you. You never prepare for it to happen for you. And that's the mindset that we have in our communities. This election, we cannot vote in slack, lousy, no good people. I'm not going to play with this. This election, you cannot waste your time on people who give you a good smile, this debutante smile, this sort of an idea that they've been to 20 Pearls smile, this kind of an idea that here's my hair fix, here's my this, here's my that, this kind of a, I'm a beauty queen, I am the prince, a prom king, queen, or whatever the case may be. All this kind of a posture, and this is just fronting and faking, man. These people have no desire to see you go anywhere. And it's pronounced within their tenure. They are now preparing their mouths to come and lie to you again. They are posturing their paper, which will sit there and let anyone write on it. They're preparing leaflets to send you a bunch of lies. And you're going to ingest that because you wear a particular political color. And you haven't looked at this to say, this don't make no sense. Guys, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. And only death, calamity, destruction shakes us up to those particular positions. But you have to know. And tell you like John Rule say, you don't even have $500 in your bank. If you get sick, you have to have a souse out. Nobody even wants your pale souse. You all don't know how to cook souse. You all got all kind of funny things in there. We don't eat that. But you buy it, and you're trying to smile, and you only got five in the next five. If you get sick, this is what you got to deal with. You can't even afford steak no more to get if you get sick. Your medical expenses out the roof. You have no health insurance. You definitely don't have dental. This is where we're living in the Bahamas right now. You got no health insurance, you got no life insurance, you don't have dental, and you're working like a slave. The fella called and said you're working 16 hours a day. 16 hours. The government indicating to us that unemployment is at 8.7%. 8.7% employment. Unemployment in the country. That's because you all got 2 and 3 job. Because we still seeing the same amount of people non-productive in our communities. It's time for you to wake up. These people do not have your best interests in heart. They don't. And unless and until there's a political organization that comes to the forefront, unless and until the FNM or the PLP realigns themselves with a greater vision of what it means to have a bigger vision for a better Bahamas through the Constitution and through the alignment of where we were called to be in this country, all you're being doing is being lied to. These fellas are not ready for big boy action. They are not. They are not. Our government has taken on the agenda of different nation, different concepts, different organizations that surround us and never looked within to the issues that we continue to wrestle with on a day-to-day basis in our communities. We have issues with agriculture. We have issues with education. We have issues with social services. We have issues with housing. We have issues with Medicaid. We have issues, man. And we look at everything else, and these men and women go off for their degrees and come back like a thermometer. And all they do is pontificate and genuflect to an agenda, either of their political party or their allegiance is to try to retain their job. Nobody being straight with you, man. We got to fix this. Quick break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
What if I told you Wendy's has a new burger? With a flavor so secret, it's almost too delicious to handle. Well, now it's time to unlock that flavor. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger. We can't tell you everything, but we can tell you that it's packed with flavor, including our secret barbecue sauce. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger today. Available for a limited time.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Somebody just texted me and says, Howard, you can't afford dental and living in rental. People don't think nothing but their teeth. You got to deal with that. You got to deal with that. You got to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that. Once I could chew, I good. You got to deal with looking at my teeth. This is why we live in the Bahamas. Politicians are taken care of significantly. There are people who get in politics that looking for strategic positions. See, I didn't even tell you a little piece of the business. I'm not going to tell you all. There are people who cling to the government who just got diagnosed with a sickness that don't have a particular thing. They don't have no insurance in certain areas. Okay? They're looking for medical insurance, they're looking for life insurance, they're looking for full coverage. Now, in some places, you could get, you know, maybe 20%, you pay 20 and this person pays 80 and so forth and so on. And I just read a story on this 20 and 80 thing. I just read a story on that, right? Maybe I should play it for you anyway. And as a result of that, because you are not, and their ages don't even allow them to be eligible for the type of insurance that they're looking for anymore. However, when you get through certain entities, certain corporations, certain divisions within government, if your people get in and they put you in a strategic position, you could get full coverage. Y'all don't want to talk like this, you know. Honestly, God, y'all don't want to talk like this. Y'all don't want to hear that. You get full coverage. And so you get on this position not to be able to contribute to the entity, to the corporation, to these spaces, because you get there and no one see you. My God, I know your eyebrow going up because you know I know what I'm talking about. I know your eyebrow going up. Oh, Jesus, Howard, you're talking about these people. I'm not talking about them as individuals. I'm talking about the concept behind why they're in these places and spaces. So they find themselves in this here because your government come in now. They win everything. Now, they strategically put you in a position that lords over everyone else, but you ain't never there because you're doing your chemotherapy, you're doing your this, you're doing your that, because now you get the coverage that you've been looking for to be able to save your life. Praise God you live it. Praise God you have an opportunity to be able to stay here in the land of the living with us, but at the cost of the Bahamian people. And if you have to manipulate the system like that just for you to be able to survive, well, my God, think about my brother, sister, my auntie, my cousin, my grammy, them. Think about my uncle and my cousin and all my family like that. None of us have this opportunity. But we see that it's okay for y'all because y'all got proximity to power. It's okay for y'all. But my mouth got to be jack up. I got to chew with my hand over my mouth. All them. You think you're being cute? These people look like Baraka from Mortal Kombat. Go look it up. They can't fix their teeth. People are celebrating this concept and idea that other entities and agencies have found a proficient concept through technology, through access, through skill, being able to get a couple hours to find out these concepts that they've been working on for a long time. Let's find a poor country that's close. Let's see if we can fix their teeth and we can be able to gain our hours. And so it's a win-win situation for all of us. And you celebrate that. Your auntie who had a teeth in the middle of her mouth, who live in Andres, now she could try to be able to get that fix at 86. She didn't learn how to be able to eat meat off of that and tear it. But now we could fix it because our governments have never been concerned about things like this. They only concern about breadbasket items. And this is what we fight for. Well, we can do our best to keep your tuna low and your corned beef low, and we can do our best to do these things. They fight to figure out how we could be able to help these people with egg. But when your cholesterol get high, they can't help you with that. Go deal with that with NHI. When you got asthma and all these things, that they can't help you with that. But we're doing the best we can. When you get issues from being able to ingest this refined sugar for a long time, like Ms. Yang has said, this nutritional extravagant diet that we have been consumed and been taught and been fed for a very long time. You're living in the Family Islands. Now you develop diabetes that people don't even have no spaces to assist you. So you got to die with that. You got to find money as a subsistence farmer, like our prime minister's grandparents. You got to find money to get to Nassau to do dialysis, to do this, to do that. They don't even concern about the lives that they want to vote for them. You out of sight, on the mind. You better figure out a way to get to Nassau, Bala, or else you're gone. And this is okay with you. It's okay with y'all. You all okay with this? Your grammy them dying. And you have to figure out to capture this in your life. You got to be able to put on mortality and say things like, well, you know, you die. Amen. Not that this is a woman that I love. What can we do to help her? You can't even help her because you ain't got the $500. You only got the $500 in your bank account. And now you got to figure out, how can I self-medicate later? I can't drink the good rum no more. Let's drink Barton so we can get there quicker. This is what's happening in our society. And you get up and you go vote for the exact same people again. Wake up and stop being stupid. These people and politicians right now in your constituency feeding you Guinness, dope, rum, old chicken. They're not coming up with concepts and ideas. They can't tell you the history of the community. They can't tell you what particular things lie. They can't tell you the educational value, how much persons succeed in their constituency, whether or not, what's the ratio of men to women. They don't have no statistical data and information about their own constituency. They have no ideas. They haven't created a data pool. They haven't created anything. These people are lousy. Oh, God, they're lousy. But you can vote for them again, and you can call a radio station and swear God off the cross. That this one is the best. Lousy. And when you get sick, they only could buy 4 souths, the pale souths that you got. And you go vote for these people again. They're not creating an environment for you to thrive. So you die from diabetes. Your children die from diabetes. You got cancer running through rampant in your family. This one find a lump in her breast. Help you with nothing. But they come and celebrate this idea that they gave you $260 a week. I said this foolishness. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go on ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. You know, I had the call back, but you know, the thing is, you use a real house, you know. But I, you know, like at me at my age on stage, right? That's me who sent the text about the dental and the rental, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to look over my parents. We spoke over a lot of their medical conditions and bills and stuff like that from a particular supposed to be elite hospital or upper class hospital, right? I saw some of the bills. I had chills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
You had chills from the.
You know, they had insurance, right?
Yeah.
And so the insurance would take you 80%. So after they take you 80%, there's always 20% left of a high figure, and then so it adds up, right? And let's say I may have enough money for like one surgery, but they saw my mom at the doctor's hospital. It was a bill like, man, must be about 39. It was a high figure. But I'm saying is, it's amazing that you're speaking these things, right? But because everybody's at a different stage in life, we are not cognizant or mindful of these things until it happens. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was taken aback with Steve McKinney's show yesterday with GNN was on there. And so, you know, that's a schoolmate of mine. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't, but I knew he had this diabetic problem. He used to always stop dialysis, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know he was blind. And so, like with somebody like, I was wondering why, you know, I mean, the BMW should rally around people as somebody like that. And that's it. It's like, you know, I felt it for my mom, and I almost come to tears, right? And so, you know, I know a man, soldier, that you there as a soldier. As you know, when I can envision, he can envision me as a young man, me and him doing track and field, and he envisioning me. But it hurt my heart, right? And the thing is that the disclosures was made on Steve McKinney's show, right? There has to be an unfreedom of the press when that is not a major discussion for the day. I mean, you know, I'm like, what is this world coming to? You know, our lives don't mean anything, Howard, but I wanted to do an experiment, right, in which I would have liked to put a white man to that same position in the dialysis unit, right? Because some of the disclosures made boldly, audaciously on Steve's show, right? I mean, come on. And then when we look at, Aaron read something I was listening to as relates to the funding for the nurses program, et cetera, et cetera. So the taxpayers are funding these things. Most nurses are humane. But what I'm hearing was very disturbing for me. I'm thinking of doing something suicide. I can't. If I'm hearing these type of narratives. Right, Mr. Grant?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I then mm-hmm. feel they'll go into a piddle that they call a horse? You see, so, I mean, Howard, our lives are pathetic. We mean nothing to one another. But if the person is white, I think we act different, Howard. I'm telling you, even with security as far as entering the hospital has become a Gestapo, like, I mean, as far as the procedures, et cetera, the taxpayers don't have anything to say. It's like, when I said scientific ombudsman, it would be for just instances like that. Somebody who's enlightened and well familiar with scientific literature. Because what GNN disclosed, I'm afraid. And so, if only an imbecile wouldn't be afraid. And so, we didn't hear anything from the Minister of Health, healthcare, so we know they don't care. And so, what are the masses to do? Continue to wall around. See, disunity. You mentioned it earlier, right, Mr. Grant?
Mm-hmm.
It's a politician's paradise.
That's crazy.
The human journey is very sad. You
have
people
something.
Who are educated and who are not, but nobody is cohesively bonding together. There's no amalgamation, whatever. So at the end of the day, we will suffer. By the time something hits us, it will be over the fence and in our door. So, I mean, you know, what are we to do? Just cry helplessly in the pastures, Howard? I'm tired of being a slave. Take us out of the cave.
Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Thank you.
Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barías.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because Dominican Republic, destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, guys, let's get right into the last 10 minutes of the show. If you want to be able to give me a call, 323-622-32, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300, 5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Can I say this to you? I just want to be honest with you. I do not want to hear your political narratives. I just don't. I don't. This is nothing disparaging about the government of the day. This has nothing to do with the PLP of today. This may be successive administrations who turn a blind eye to what needs to happen on the ground. This has nothing to do with the FNM of today. And so trying to be able to shred what I say to pieces and stuff your political narrative in this space to be able to show your party as the more progressive party, especially for the time that we're in, is an exhausting thing. I just don't have the time for that. I just don't. I'm sorry. And you know, I don't want you to believe that your party ain't doing well. They may be doing good in your eyes. But I cannot celebrate 11 million people coming to the island. To the country, rather. And we still ain't open the airport in Grand Bahama. There's relentless conversations about what needs to happen and what this administration is going to do. They still haven't done what they're supposed to do as it relates to being able to jumpstart the second economy in Grand Bahama by being able to sell this hotel. My God. There's only hope, 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 hope. That's not a sound. That's not a car start. When the carburetor have an issue. Hope, 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 hope. That's how the car, that's what I hear. And there's no rectification about these things. But yet, you can find a way to shove your political narrative in this kind of a space. The devil is a liar. I don't have the time. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
All is well. Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, just trying. I noticed that, you know, you talked about the corporatocracy, and I added the techno-tech corporatocracy to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I heard you mention about having access to some capital. I just want to find out, are you part of the BlackRock Terminal Investment or the MSC deal?
I ain't a part of none of those things. I'm just a black Negro.
Because I'm saying that what people may not realize is that some dynamics may be changing in the whole concept of what you talk about, corporatocracy, with the BlackRock and TIL acquiring C.K. Hutchison assets, which include all of everywhere, including the Bahamas, except for Hong Kong and China. And so this is where you see where we start talking about, when I say this right, when we start talking about political parties, knowing what is happening outside of the cave, what we call the Bahamas, and being able to adjust, adopt, and adapt for that type of environment. You know, I've talked about the six different revolutions that we're experiencing now. We've never experienced three of them at a time. And so here they have these actual revolutions going on, and including the innovation cycle, which is the sixth one. And things as we know it is no longer going to be the same. And Donald Trump is accelerating the change I've talked about for about 6 years.
But the one thing that remains constant is our lackadaisical, lackluster leadership that exists in this country. That's a constant. That could be expected.
Right, but see, that's us, you know, because they come from amongst us. And so when individuals remain silent.
But okay? Donald Trump come from among Americans, too.
Right. But
and Bill Clinton. So if you look at the contrast of people that come from among Americans and still found success or found failure, then it says that we have a poor decision-making complex where the only thing we've identified is failure.
Right, but this is what happens in the cave. You know, you know, Howard, if you read Plato's Allegory of the Cave, right, and I tell people, and people ask me, why do I tolerate that? My children ask me this, and I said it's very easy. After I left the cave and I no longer believe in the shadows because I've seen colors in the sun, I've returned to the cave, and the leadership in the country has convinced those in the cave that I suffer from a madness for being exposed to the sun. So what is happening now is that more and more people, you're being a consumer of technology, but I think more and more people are being exposed to what is out there beyond consumerism. And they, you know, how you say you give a kid a new toy or a new device or even a new tool, it takes them a while to get used to it because nobody gave them instructions. And I think that's where we are. But it's going to require those now who is aware to accelerate the conversation mm-hmm. because there's only two people who can be left in the world, producers and consumers. And unless mm-hmm. we become part of the producer class, and producer is not necessarily the tangible, it's the seen and unseen, the tangible and intangible, right? The known and the unknown. So we have to master these things, not, you know, just enough for us to remain above water until we can expand to encompass all of us. And I think this is the opportunity of a lifetime. 2025. We will not see what is going to happen in 2025.
Well, I could say this, and I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. I could say this. Our expectations cannot be. I don't care what technology exists, okay? I don't care what technology exists out there, all right? If you don't have the wherewithal of understanding the technology, well, first acknowledging the fact that it exists, understanding the technology, and then identifying how you could utilize this to be able to transform your environment. If you still have a lackluster, lackadaisical, traditional mindset that exists in our politics, there can be no change. There cannot be expectation for change. If our politicians, despite all the things that are accessible to them, come in here and tell us about how things were done in 1965 and how we have to get back to that, it is absolutely bananas that we have to exist under this tyranny now. Because this is tyrannical. This is crazy. You're trying to kill us. We got to fix this. Let's take a next telephone call before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right, good afternoon. Good afternoon to the nation. What you said is, Kivya, Howard? Hold on. Let me ask you. Let me make sure. You said it's Kivya. Foreign and gold, Guinness. Old chicken, dope. I don't know.
That's what they give you. They don't even, listen, they ain't even buying the ice to put on the Guinness. And if you ask them for beer, you get them cheap set. You don't even get the good beer.
Howard, look, let me ask you a question. And then I want to get into it based on your answer quickly. Why do you advertise the Dominican Republic advertisement?
Oh, I don't do that. That's sponsorships and don't get the people money. I don't that's do that. That's sponsorships that come in. I think that's Western Union, yeah.
Okay, the reason why I ask you that is this. I remember a couple of weeks back, you spoke about the high amount of cases of HIV, right?
84,000, we found
and
it.
AIDS in Dominican Republic. That came about in 2024 in Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. But yet still, the advertisement is running every 2 minutes. Right.
Leave the people things alone. Go ahead now. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to use that specific thing to make the point. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's exactly how it is in the society, Howard, right? And in some instances, you know, people know some of the things are bad for them, but based on the circumstances, financial in many instances, they still go along and get along. You understand what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Howard, are you there?
Yeah, right here. You got 2 seconds, you know. It's 1:59.
Isn't it amazing, Howard, that in the 50s, 60s, and even today, but when the UVP existed, right, Howard, and they were a minority government, and the benefits of the country were all in your to a minority people, right? And it was done deliberately against and to the chagrin of the majority in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Education, economics, finance, the whole nine yards, land, the whole nine yards, right? And isn't it amazing, Howard, that the very people who suppressed and kept the majority down in the country, right, are still very relevant in politics in our country today, and people flock to them in the tens of thousands. Isn't that amazing, Howard?
That's peculiar. We got to talk
about
it.
Very amazing. And so there again is another example of what you were speaking to, but laying it over or juxtaposing it to the reality of what exists in our country today, right?
Yeah.
Now, Howard.
Anton, it's 2 o'clock.
We have a lot of work to do.
Huh? It's 2 o'clock, Anton.
All right. I'll catch you another day.
Catch me on the next side. Yeah, let's be able to do that. Well, guys, it's 2 o'clock. I got to be able to remind you about CONCACAF. Beach soccer competition is going to be on Malcolm Park on March 11th to the 16th. You got to be able to watch the Jungle New Boys and take the top teams as they go against Panama, the United States of America. It's all free, so make sure you get out and support. Guys, it's a great show. I want to thank you so much for your contribution today. And as my heart bleeds, you will hear it. And we can be able to talk about being able to see this country transform, to move forward, upward, onward, together. Guys, have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.